He also talks about creating new men and women, rejecting the false dichotomies between work and family, business and government, private and public. Above all, he insists that his new politics of meaning must saturate every nook and cranny of our lives by smashing the compartmentalism of American life. Morality, politics, economics, ethics, none of these things can be separated from anything else. We must have our metaphysics confirmed in every human interaction and encounter. In this, he unwittingly echoes Hitler's belief that economics is secondary to the revolution of the spirit. Lerner writes, "If there were a different ethical and spiritual connection between people, there would be a different economic reality, and that is why meaning cannot be given lower priority than economics." Needless to say, this is something of a departure from the Marxist materialism of his youth. Lerner's preferred agenda would, of course, echo many of the guarantees from the Nazi Party platform of 1920, including equal rights, guaranteed health care, excessive taxes on the undeserving wealthy, and clampdowns on big corporations. A few relevant items from a 1993 article in Tikkun. The Department of Labor should mandate that every workplace should provide paid leave for a worker to attend 12 two-hour sessions on stress. The Department of Labor should sponsor honor labor campaigns designed to highlight the honor due to people for their contributions to the common good. The Department of Labor should create a program to train a corps of union personnel, worker representatives, and psychotherapists in the relevant skills to assist developing a new spirit of cooperation, mutual caring, and dedication to work. This is precisely the sort of thing that Robert Ley's German Labor Front pioneered. The comparison is more than superficial. The National Socialist state, like the progressive and fascist ones, was based on the Hegelian idea that freedom could only be realized by living in harmony with the state, and it was the state's duty to ensure said harmony. There were no private individuals. Ley famously said that the only private individual in the Nazi state is a person asleep. Lerner argues in The Politics of Meaning that the workplace needs to be reconceptualized as a primary locus for human development. In another book, Spirit Matters, he writes, in one gargantuan sentence, that under his new movement for emancipatory spirituality, the government needs to be reconceptualized as the public mechanism through which we all show that we care about everyone else, and government employees should be evaluated, rewarded, and promoted only to the extent that they are able to make the public come away from those interactions with a renewed sense of hope and a deepened conviction that other people really do care, and have shown that by creating such a sensitive and caring government.